Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Once again, this is Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, and this is The Real Rap. Before we even get it, know how we got started, we got to bring God to it first. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come to you in spirit and in truth, Father God, first to give you your worship, your praise, your glory, and honor. To come saying thank you, Father God, once again for this day, for your blessings, your protection, your wisdom that you have bestowed upon us, Father God, that got us through, Father God. We do pray, Father God, that we will open vessels for you, Father God, to let your will go through and help someone. As tonight, Father God, I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to denounce me fully, Father God, and pour into me, Father God, your wisdom, Father God, that your word that you set forth will conquer what you set forth for it to do, Father God. We give you the glory over Lucifer. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, I said, welcome to the Real Rap Show tonight. Once again, tonight God is going to teach us all about our born enemy, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, and evil spirit. For this hour, God is going to give you information that will reveal how Lucifer uses his temptations and his influences. With this information coming out of the Word of God, your spiritual eyes will be open to the world that you thought lived only in movies. Tonight, God is going to teach you about the armor of God and just not what the pieces mean, once again, but also how to use them with what you need. We need to know all there is about Lucifer and his army of demons. In this war you were in, if you know it or not, Lucifer is an opponent who never sleeps, takes vacation, takes breaks. In Jesus' name tonight, tonight's lesson will build your spiritual weapons with blessings for those who seek God. We're going to start off right off the jump from Isaiah 55:3. I said again, Isaiah 55:3. And the word of God says, incline your ears and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure measure of miracles of David. God's covenant with David promised a permanent homeland for the Israelites, meaning no threats from heathen nations or no wars. You can read about that in 2 Samuel 7, 10, and 11. But Israel did not fulfill their parts of the covenant by obeying God and staying away from false idols. So even though God was ready to renew his covenant again, he is a forgiving God. And in verses 6 and 7 of Isaiah 55 tells us, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We all know that word abundantly pardon, and that means forgiveness of everything. You are clean. Anybody that's ever been on a trial or been stood in front of the judge with false charges on them, when a judge or government pardons them, then all the charges are clear and free of it. There's no more on it. It's forgotten. Like God throws your sins into the lake of forgiveness when you ask God for forgiveness. Isaiah tells us to call upon the Lord while he is near. Now, that's not saying God's planning on moving away from us, but we often move far away from him or erect borders between ourselves and God. Don't wait until you have drifted too far away from God. Later in life, turning back to him may be more difficult than what you thought. We don't know when God is going to come and judge this earth we live in. Before you decide to seek him, do it now. Because like I said, we don't understand Let me read it again, because we need to understand, right? We need to understand that we are on God's plan and not ours. For in verses 8 and 9 of Isaiah 55, God tells us, in verse 8, the Word of God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The people of Israel were foolish to act as if they knew what God was thinking and planning. His knowledge and wisdom is far greater than man's. We are foolish to try to fit God into a mold to make his plans and purpose conform to ours. Instead, we must strive to fit into God's plans. Seeking means to look for, attempt to obtain. The thing is, what are you seeking or trying to obtain? From our free will, it seems we are trying to obtain our own selfish interests, money, fame, riches. We want our names to be known, and we do all kinds of things seeking that goal. But when it comes to Jesus, we are full of our own interests. We can't see past our flesh. To even start to understand anything of Jesus' interest. For Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 2 and 21, and the Word of God says,
2 and 21,
the Word of God says, "In whom the whole building, being fitted together, growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for the dwelling place of God in spirit." What Apostle Paul was showing, Jesus' interest in us, that we need to start getting ourselves together under God's banner. We are made for God to dwell in. So that means we have to clean ourselves up and do exactly what God needs us to do. We have to start focusing on God's interests. We have to remember one thing, brothers and sisters. And you must always keep this forward place on your mind. Jesus didn't come on this earth to save himself. Jesus didn't come down this earth for himself. Jesus came down here because he knew, being tempted by Lucifer for those 40 days and 40 nights, how we fall weak to our, how Lucifer uses our own desires to put in front of us. So we start looking at our interests. Oh, I want that. I want that. And we don't care how we obtain our things. God wants us to obtain all the things we need through him. God has no problem with giving to us. We have to understand, accept the no's. And when you need something and God say no upon it, look on to it, your financial, and look into it, see if you really can afford that now. And you'll understand God's no on it. But Lucifer has that little way. You know, you ain't got to wait. Go get this credit card. I can remember years ago, when credit cards was first coming out, and how the bad news about information, you don't want this credit card because it gives you credit card debt, it gives you this. And then the commercials came out talking about, oh, why wait? You can get it now, just pay for it later. Not grasping on that word, pay for it later. It's our interests that get us trapped in the things that get us separated from Christ. And because of our interest in things that we're doing, we have to pay for the price of it later. But you see, we got told to seek God so many times in God's words. Matter of fact, God gonna put that point right now to you in Matthew 6:33. Let me say it one more time for you. Matthew 6:33, where the Word of God says, hold on for a minute, I got to find out where. These old eyes of mine. Here we go. Matthew 6:33, where the Word of God says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to you." Let me read it to you again. "But seek first the kingdom of God." Let's just stop there, okay? When we seek God's kingdom, God is saying to us, the only way we're going to seek God and his kingdom is through God's words. For we have no idea, no plans, no thoughts or anything of what God is without studying his word, learning his words, and applying his words in our life. If we seek God, all those things that we want, like a good house and a nice car, having those nice things is not hard to obtain through Christ. See, by seeking God, we're seeking him first. We're trying to please God. We're doing what God's saying to us. These things that we have our own interest in, when God sees to be good for you, he will bless you with it. He'll bless your finances. You can get that and have that. And see, by him blessing you, you'll be able to keep it and maintain it while you have it. When we learn to seek God through and just seek God and his kingdom, you're doing what Jesus came down here to do, to uplift God's kingdom by saving and helping others. God, Jesus is in the business of helping others. And if you are a Christian and you are saying that you are saved, then that's part of God's plan for you to do the exact same thing as Jesus does. Look out for others. We have to make our interests, God interests, on helping and encouraging and fighting and interceding against Lucifer for people. Those are God interests. So when we start making God interests our interests, well, things that we need and things we can want, God was supposed to bless those things because, like, when he found favor with Adam and made Adam go into a deep sleep and made him a woman, a health partner compatible unto him, once God finds favor for you, how many times have you read in the word of God when he finds favor, he has rewards for you? The only way that you can obtain these favors, the only way that you can obtain these rewards is how he says, being willing and obedient and never denouncing him. That is the only way. God has a plan for us, and He wants to shower his children with gifts if they would seek him. Proverbs, Proverbs is definitely the book of God's wisdom. But in Proverbs 16:9, I love this one. 16:9, for the word of God says, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Let's think on that. A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. How many times you made plans to go do something, the plans fell through? We have to understand that, once again, when God knows what's in the future of what we're looking for, and if he knows, if he's protecting us. So, no, you may plan to be going down, like I pray like this today. I may be planning to take a walk, my therapy walk, on one side of the street. But the Lord knows someone needs to hear his word. They're on another street. So my therapy walk path is going to change. It's going to go down to where they go. He's directing. My heart is full of his word and designed to give his word to someone. My interests are to give and be obedient to his word and let people know that he is real. This is what I'm willing, I'm an open vessel for him. So though I may be planning on taking a straight walk because my back may be hurting, I don't want to take too many cuts and turns down the streets because it's going to get more pain. But when God says, I need for you to go here, my steps are going to be changed to go there. And then his blessing love, I ain't got to walk too far to catch up with them. My path is not turned off too much because he knows my needs and knows their needs. And because of the loving and caring God he is, the gift to me is, not letting him have to go walk all this way to be in his full pain and do what he needs to be done. I can do it in short steps. But though I'm looking to do his work, I don't know where to go. He's directing me exactly where I need to go. And that's how God works with us, for those who are open vessels for him. He can guide you where he needs you to go, no matter what you're thinking you want to do, no matter where you want to go. If God needs you to go this way, you're going to go that way. Everybody know about the story about my man got swallowed by the well. Then he wanted to go his own way. He tried denying going this way. Now I ain't doing that. He got on the boat, on that ship. God made the waters go crazy. God made the waters go crazy so much on that boat. The people on the boat like, man, if you don't get off, we're going to throw you up. We know why it's going like this. Now, they had murder. They had all types of people on the boat. But God wasn't coming for them. God wanted one person on that boat to get off that boat and go to where he needed to go. So we got off that boat. He even told him, I know it's all because of me. Don't worry about it. I'm going. He got off the boat. As soon as he got on a well, swallowed him up. Now, we all know a well is impossible. In mankind, you can't really think of a well swallowing a man whole like that. But that's the authority of God's will. If he says it's going to be done, it's going to be done. Where God needs you to go, you're going to go, no matter how you feel about it. Because when we learn to obey God, we obtain his righteousness, his forgiveness, and his love. and so much more. God is seeking for obedient children. Too many times we keep falling weak to loose. I hate you, Jesus. Too many times we fall too weak to our own free will. We got to stop putting everything on Lucifer, because everything is not Lucifer. For Lucifer only works off what lies inside of you. It's like a magnet. You're drawing them to you. You're the open vessel for this to come. And we got to understand what God is saying to us. You're the connection to him, and you're the connection to Lucifer and his. There's a battle going on for you. That's how important you are. There's a battle going on for you. And because of your free will, you're the one that's leaning to where you want to go or not. But you have to understand, God is the way we need to be, but that is the only way we're going to overcome everything. To obtain these things, you will need wisdom. God's wisdom, for it holds the truth about everything. And once again, I'm going to prove that through Proverbs 22 and 3 and 7. Proverbs verse chapter 2, verse 3 and 7. And the word of God says, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as forbidden treasures, then will you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Here God is saying to you again, you know, we can't do anything when it comes to the spiritual fighting world or anything on our own. We're struggling with the fleshly world, with the mistakes we make every day. Learning to use God's wisdom and applying God's wisdom in situations gives you victory, which helps you to overcome. When something happens and you look at that and you, oh man, you rebuke, you learn how to use it, it's called rebuking. Rebuking is a very, very, very mighty tool against Lucifer, because see, when you rebuke the Lucifer, tell Lucifer a couple of things. One, I'm not afraid of you. Two, I know all about you. And three, you're not going to work here today. God has opened me up to myself through his words and given me and shown me in his word the authority that I have to overcome that. When your desires start to change towards God, it is so easy to rebuke, because you're recognizing that's not of Christ. If Christ is what dwells in you, then these are the things that comes out of you. And the only way you can do this is by learning God's words. That's the most important thing we always want to keep saying, learning God's words. It is God's wisdom, his words, that guides you on the path God made for you. For those who seek God, learn through God's word to seek him in peace. Amen. For every man loves life and seeks for good days. For my man, 1 Peter 3, 10, and 12 got something to say about that. And this is what God got to say about that. But once again, we're going to 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, 10 to 12. The word of God says, for he who would love life and see good days, say it again, please, Lord. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. Let his lips from speaking dissent. And let him turn from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on righteousness, and his ears are open to the prayers. But for the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Go and look at that for a second, right? Like God is saying, we have our own desires, which go back to God is saying about our own interests. What God is saying right here, for everybody, if any man love life and see good days, That goes right back to your emphasis. What man or woman or child does not see themselves in a positive image, living life nice, not having no problems, not having $6 a month rent? Hallelujah. But see, thank you, Jesus. The only way to attain something like that is through the word of God, of being obedient to God, following what God says. I know I love life. I know I'm seeking good days, and I'm obtaining that only through the way God is saying it, because it's something that you can see and have something to thank God for. That's why when we start being obedient to God, start learning what God tells us to do, this is what God is pulling out of us, a praise, a thank you. You got something at the end of the night when you go on your night, make a nightly prayer, you're on your knees and you're thanking God. You're not just saying, God, thank you, and that's it. You're saying, God, thank you for watching me over for us today. Thank you for using me, allowing me to clean myself up well enough so you can use me to do your will. Thank you for this. Thank you. Be able to label things, because you're recognizing through God's word that dementia, being able to see anything, that's what dementia does. Gives you the ability to see into and determine the right way to go in a situation, picking the right path to walk. You know what I'm saying? So when God's giving you, God got so many gifts for us to see through his wisdom, and lets you see how Lucifer's working. It reveals his spirit, Lucifer's spirit, and understand and lets you know how he's playing. But you got to understand one thing, though. God is on your side. Everything that's being told to you now is your weapons to win in this war, because you're always going to be one. The Lord is against those who do evil. But one thing you can count on when it comes to God's wisdom, it teaches you about yourself and how to change from those who do evil and those who seek God with their hearts. Now, you know it already. You get ready to go to Deuteronomy now. You know they're going to flip it on you. I got to do it. Because his word of God is that strong. And you can't learn it by just looking at it. You got to read it. So in Deuteronomy 4:29-31, the word of God says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the later days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is merciful, is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant he made with the fathers, your fathers, which he has sworn to them. God's telling you right there, working for him is going to be a hard thing to do, because you're denying your flesh. You're denying yourself of going out and doing what you think is good to do. God's revealing to you, no, it's not. So when God starts revealing these things are not good for you, and you start doing these things, for example, with the drinking, for me, when the Lord started telling me, my heart started doing more desire and cleaning myself up to get clearer to him, I started thinking more and more how alcohol was more and more not good for me, how Lucifer designed that to keep me from doing what needed to be done, pulling out things out of me that's in me that needed to be revealed, not pulled out. Being revealed, I can work on it. Being pulled out is going to do things that I don't need to do, you know. The word of God will break you down. Remember one thing. This is why the word of God breaks you down, because God created you. God created you. Yeah, ain't that a surprise? He created you, so he knows you. So his word of God is fit for you. His word of God, his word is to fit the situation that you're going in. His word is for you to identify yourself and be able to pull out things that is not supposed to be there for you and let you change things. His word is made for you to come to made you to encourage you. It made you to bring you up. His word is made to strengthen you. His word is to empower you. His word is to give you authority over anything unlike him, to let you know, this is who I walk with. This is who I'm going to be with. Because I know he loves me. And for him, in First Chronicles, teach us to seek the Lord and his strength. First Chronicles 16:11 and 12. And the word of God says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember the marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. That right there says a whole lot. Okay. Seek the Lord and his strength. That's when you're weak. That's when you're going through. That's when Lucifer's on your back trying to break you down. Call out, Lord Jesus, help me. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you call out for that name, you call out for that strength, you're going to feel the atmosphere change. You're going to feel the Lord's Spirit come down on you, and that strength is going to hit you that I can overcome this. I can do this. And the words that all things are possible, I can do all things through Christ, really, really comes into play when you call on him for that strength, and he gives it to you. And the one thing I love what God always keeps saying, seek his face. Well, how can you seek his face when he's not in the human form? I'm glad you asked that question. You got to close your eyes. When you pray, picture God in the spiritual, not in flesh, you just a spiritual form. Look at heaven. Look for clouds. Look for sky. When you're looking at these things, you'll be amazed at how all of a sudden things will he'll change your vision to see something, a glow. Like one time when I was going through under attack with and Lucifer, and I was breaking down, and I started to pray. And I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying. And like I said, the atmosphere, when he came, when Jesus came in the atmosphere, just changed it. And he told me, do not open your physical eyes. You can only see me through your spiritual eyes. So I mean, keep my eyes closed. So I looked to my right, I seen his feet. I seen the holes in his feet. I started to look up. I seen he had his hands turned outward so I could see the hands. I seen the hole in his hand. But when I got to his face, I had to look back down because it was a bright star, a bright light. And I couldn't, I mean, that just let me know you can see some, not all. Bow down, you know what I mean? And understand why you're buying down. I got, you know what I'm saying? But that's that strength. That's that face. When you're seeking him, when you're calling him, he's going to show up. I'm telling you, I've been there. And that's what I'm saying, that this is where God brings that praises out of you because you're remembering his marvelous, marvelous works that he did for you. You're remembering all the things that he did. And you just, it's like when we start to think of God and just how marvelous God really is, and learn to use his words in situations, you will see the strength working in you. For you learn how to stand in the storm. And that's, like I said, where your thankfulness, your praise, all that comes from. God's word is, like I said, God knows you, he made you. Not each scripture that someone reads is going to be the same scripture for you. But God got a book full of scriptures that are for you. You have to praise him. You have to seek for them. And when you ask him to teach you these things, you got to understand he is going to do that. He's going to show you the scriptures that you need. And one thing you must know, you have to understand, learn how to use them for sins and learning. Learn how to turn from sin and learn how to seek God's face opens a lot of doors for us. Our lands can even be blessed and healed. Well, I'll put it like this. I'm going to let 2 Chronicles, came from 1 Chronicles, come to 2 Chronicles. Let 2 Chronicles 7, verses 14 and 15 explain to you. The word of God says, pay very close attention. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them for all. If I will forgive, wait, read again, and will forgive them, I will hear from them. What am I doing? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive them their sins and heal their land. Verse 15, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. Let me read that again for y'all, because I like how that went. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their lands. Yes. Once again, God's giving you information on how all we see going on right now with the police killings and the killings of everybody killing each other and nothing being done and just the hatred that's being here. God just told you right there, if we would just learn to just turn from our interest and learn to make Jesus' interest our interests, that God will hear from heaven. God hearing from heaven is like, all right, y'all hear them up there praying, right? You hear them changing their ways. All right, go on down and do something about that. God is ready to send angels down here to fight for us, stand for us, help us. But because we're so blinded by our fleshly ways, we're not caught into that. We're not seeing that. We're allowing ourselves to do what we want to do. When God tells you, his eyes will be open, meaning to all that we do, and his ears will be attentive to prayers made, meaning you need to pray. All these things come from seeking God out through his commandments. Now, excuse me. Seeking God out in his commandments. We really, really need to get understanding that, because once God says again, in order to understand his commandments and seek his commandments, you got to go into the word of God. Now, excuse me, but getting a lot of juice. In order for us to get a good idea of what God's commandments is, you got to read them. And not just reading God's commandments, we got to understand what God has said in his commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Bottom line, when in a man's mind, when you start getting into an argument and you get in a discussion with somebody, automatically you think, I'm going to kill you. When does your mind switch over into killing them? That's hatred. We have to start by learning God's commandments, you start identifying who Lucifer is. By learning God's commandments, you strengthen up your armor of God. By learning God's commandments, you learn how to walk. And by our walks, please God. And we need to learn to start pleasing God in everything we do. We need to start giving everything we have unto God, because we remember this, that God has given everything unto us. Even in our sinful nature, even in our sinful ways, God is still there for us, giving to us, loving us, caring us. I always want to say this, a murderer, a rapist, a child molester, all them people still wake up in the morning. That's God's will, God's love. Every time you wake up in the morning, God's trying to give you an opportunity to change your ways. Every time your eyes open up, God's trying to give you the opportunity to get closer to him. Every time your eyes open up, God's going to give you the opportunity to learn how to praise him. One day, them eyes are not going to open up. And whatever you have done to that point and that time is going to be waiting for you. And then hereafter, you stand in your judgment. God's words then are going to apply either for you or against you. Because God said he is looking for doers of his words. Meaning doing, you know what that means? We were all grown, we're all adults, we know what doing means, getting up and making an effect. So if you're going to, God's saying you want to go up, get up, and go make an effect in his world, not our world, because the spiritual world affects our world. And the way it affects us is because how Lucifer attacks us and how God guides us. We're so influenced by so many things, we got to learn to put filters in our mind and put discipline, like my man Apostle Paul always says in 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I must learn to discipline my body to become subject to what I to become subject lest at least to what I preach or I become disqualified. That's the worst thing in the world, to have God disqualify you from his use. Especially when you're someone doing for God, you're working for God, and everything, so-called everything about you is supposed to be for God. You know what I mean? But you got to always remember, like, God knows what's going on. God knows what you can't hide anything from God. So if you're still doing in your flesh, still working in your flesh, still being in your flesh, still desiring things of your flesh, you're going to become disqualified for God. God said, I need doers of my words. A doer of God's word is the one walking up in righteousness, grounded in righteousness and in peace. door of God's word is spreading the word of Jesus Christ on this earth, defeating evil. Doing God's word is never, ever giving up on what seems a difficult task to do, because you know the fight that stands ahead of you really is already really won. You got to go through the fight, the motions. But you saying you standing for Christ, you saying you standing for God, you saying he dwelleth in you, you saying all these things verbally, and your actions are showing differently, you're that fig tree that Jesus cursed. And why did they say, did they ask, they said, Rabbi, why did you go angry and curse this fig tree? Jesus said, because it's like a person from a distance. They look good and shiny and clean. But when you come to approach them and they open their mouth, they bear no good fruits. Jesus cursed the fig tree because he grew hungry on a long travel with his companions, his disciples. When he seen that fig tree in the distance, he just knew he can eat. But when he came to the fig tree, it had no fruits on it. That's why he grew angry and cursed it, and it withered and died. And he put the same parable as a man. Someone seeing you and all clean and shining, thinking you're supposed to be with Christ, and now they need a Christ, they need to hear the word of Christ, they hear something from God, and they come to you and they hear you speaking something that's or doing something that's not. Now they walk away from you. You had just became disqualified from being used by God. Our actions say a lot that we have to understand, because if you're saying you're this person for Christ and you're doing the opposite, God's going to reveal that. He's going to show that, because you have to remember, brothers and sisters, if God puts you into a leadership position, that means all of us are. I don't care if you sitting on a radio show, you walking down, I don't care if you're a pastor or whatever. Everybody is a representative of Christ, from the new to the old. Everyone has a job to do. So you just asking God to teach me what my job is. When you learn that job, this God is holding you responsible for going out there and doing that job. When Lucifer is still walking with you, God's going to reveal that, because he doesn't want the true ones seeking to be misguided. We have to understand, like, once again, my man Paul always says in Philippians, you got to denounce the fullness of yourself. Once again, that talks about our interests. Ever your heart is designed, you're going to fight to obtain that, whatever it is. That's why God says, in a man's heart will lead, make his plans, but God won't direct them steps. You want whatever you desire, whatever you want. I don't care if it's money, men, women, cars, whatever it is, you're going to fight for that. Once your heart learns to desire the things of God, self-explanatory, isn't it? You're going to start doing the things of God. And that's what God wants. That's one of the marvelous things God does, right? That's one of his marvelous work, to have us evil individual people changing our lives and denouncing our own interests and learning to do and striving and designing to do his. That's marvelous. That is. That's some work right there that only God can do, knowing who we are and how we act. You know what I mean? But when you read, once again, First Chronicles chapter 28:8, okay, there we go. First Chronicles chapter 28:8, the word of God says, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess the good lands and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever. God keeps telling us over and over and over and over again, if we are obedient, if we do what he says, if we follow his steps, all these blessings he has for us, all these miracles, not miracles, but all these rewards he has for us, that's God's, Jesus' interest is for us. It would seem more feasible for us to put ourselves to the side and learn to do what God wants to receive what he has for us. You know, it just seems more feasible for us to learn to come together, truthfully come together as men and women without bickering, without putting somebody down, without looking to put the greatest person, without thinking you're better than somebody, without to come together and see one another as equals, as God says, evil, sinful people. If we look at ourselves and how God sees us, we'll be ashamed of ourselves. Suicide will be a thing, for real. You see how God sees you, even when you're striving, and still, you still got thoughts and things you got to fight against. You have to cleanse yourself daily. You got to repent and rebuke daily from them thoughts that, because it's your thought patterns that make you step to the steps you want to go do. And we learn to come together in true love of God and spread, and the desire that true love of God to fall into us and to spread out of us. Then we would see God from, he would hear from heaven. Then we would see God doing things. We got to stop thinking that we're individuals and this is mine and this is and I don't want, no. If God says we are one, then we are one. It's like, it makes me think of back of how individual the people like to be and want to hold back and hold to themselves. When the Holy Spirit, when the first church was established in the book of Acts, when the seven deacons came together, they had to make the seven deacons, the people weren't really giving out the food properly. So they had the seven deacons came along. So when they started handing out food, two people, a husband and wife team, came up. And for some apparent reason, they just did not want to give all their stuff up. So when they called the husband to the tent, started talking to him, you know, he didn't want to hold on. He dropped dead immediately. The Holy Spirit took his life. When the Word of God said, this is the second thing, when the Word of God said, when they brought the wife in, same thing happened to her, holding back from God. That's the one thing that really ticks God off, us holding back from him. But you keep asking him for everything. That's what God is looking at. You want this, and you want me to do this, and you want me to do this, but you can't even follow my commandments. How can you, what rights do you have to my statutes, and you can't follow my commandments? What rights do you have of me, and you can't obey me? What rights do you have of me when you don't want to do anything that I ask of you to do? You're not willing. You're not obedient. You're not following. You're not doing nothing. You're on your own. And if that's how you want to do, then that's being walking with Lucifer, because you're not on your own, never on your own. And it's something we got to understand, most importantly, if you are trying to seek God out, if you really want to call in on Christ, if you want him to dwell up in you, if you want that change, I mean, truthfully, brothers and sisters, accepting Christ in your life is not going to say your life's going to get better on this earth. It gets easier because learning to use God's words, it helps you how to defeat Lucifer and these demons out here on petty stuff. It helps you you strengthen your spirit, which would need to be strong. A strong spirit will walk through the earth with no problems because it pushes evil away. We got to learn to be those strong spirits. We have to learn to go to those out there and let them feel that spirit. And for those who are seeking that spirit and call for that spirit, always remember Jesus is always waiting on you. But somebody may be saying, you know, I want that. You know what I mean? I've been dreaming about that. And it's been on my spirit, like everything I've been going through, and I'm calling out, but I'm not seeming not getting where I need to be. I want Jesus badly. I want him to come, but how do I obtain that? Well, listen here. This is what God says to you in Romans 10, chapter 10, verses 9 and 12. Verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whoever believeth on him, meaning Jesus, will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Gentile. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Right now, Father God, we come to you in spirit and truth, Father God, seeking thy mercy, thy grace, Father God, and thy forgiveness, Father God. We come now, Father God, for all those right now, Father God, who are seeking to call on Jesus, who are crying out for Jesus, Father God. We come now, Father God, interceding. I come asking for Jesus to accompany us, me, to go intercede against Lucifer on those who are trying to come to Christ, Father God. Pull him, push him back, Father God. Let them come, Father God, and scream out for your help, Father God. Let them go to any church that they can find or any evangelist or any pastor, Father God. Let them come to them, Father God. Let them accept Christ in their heart, Father God. Let your words from Romans 10, 9, and 12, Father God, resonate in their hearts, Father God. Let them call out, Father God, so they can believe, they can confess, and they can have salvation, Father God. For only through Christ, Father God, is the way to come back unto you, Father God. I pray now in Jesus' name, let them receive him so they can come unto you, Father God, and have that salvation, have that justification, and have that sanctification. Only through Jesus Christ they can receive it. In Jesus' name, we claim the victory over Lucifer. He said, yes, unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Right about now, we're going to be my man, Brother Rob, want to give an announcement. Brother Rob?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Thanks, Evangelist Todd. I'm enjoying tonight's show. And real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements. This is the Project Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. We appreciate your listenership and your support and constantly continuing to share and tell family members about us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to contact us via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request, or just let us know you turned your life over to Christ. We gladly celebrate that with everyone and let them know that you have become a new creature. We just thank you so much for those that chose to have done so. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We would invite you to like us on our Facebook page where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements, and you can also share those advertisements with your friends and family members. We greatly appreciate that. At the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow, with God's will and God's blessing, we're going to have One Touch Transformations hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations, and that's going to be hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. We know we have experience in some trouble with our 319 number, 319-527-6091, which, you know, if you will, you can write that down and just, you know, how you can listen to the show. We do have options where you can just download Talkatone app on your Google Play or Apple Store, and you can install that on your phone free of charge, and you can make free phone calls to your Wi-Fi. So that's another option. I'm not sure the message that we're getting charged, you know, that you're going to get charged 1 cent a minute. That indeed, I don't know if that's, you know, a fact of that we do get charged 1 cent a minute. But, you know, if you want to have another option to call into the show, that is the other option. But thank you for the announcements. And Evangelist Todd.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to turn the show back over in your hands, and I'm enjoying your message. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Thank you for the announcements. If you are truly seeking after God, I pray you learn to obey his commandment. That is the righteous path. We got to just want to give y'all just real, my brothers and sisters, just how important this is to me. I'm praying in Jesus' mighty and blessed name that you truly learn to seek God's face. Learn to just truthfully, when you look in the mirror, that is God's face, because he created your face. He created everything about you. He created how you look, how he created all that. Say thank you, God, for making, thank you for the beautiful, you know what I mean? I like thanking God for my look, you know?
Okay, right now, we just experienced a little technical difficulty. We did lose our host, Evangelist Todd. Just hang in there, and we'll see if we get him back. But, you know, in the meantime, let me just tell you, you know, the Apostle Paul, you know, he's very integral in as far as setting up, you know, the churches. and getting them set straight as far as, you know, where they were going wrong and how they were just basically.
Yes, I'm sorry I missed your phone call. But if you can't leave me your name, number, and these messages, I promise you this name.
You know, we will have Evangelist Ty back, you know, once we get a chance to get him back. But for right now, you know, it's great to hear, you know, a lot of different things that were brought out with Evangelist Todd was saying, and how he wants you to continue on to watch out and just, you know, just take, you know, notice of what you're doing. Because a lot of times, you know, we, part of our missteps are when we just are not paying attention and we let little things creep in and things like that. You know, we want to make sure that we stay protected, and as well as our family members. You know, we just don't want to, you know, lose out, you know, on salvation and a lot of things like that because of, you know, the missteps that we make. And sometimes, as troubling as it seems, you know, we seem to see our friends continue to go on downward spiral, and we just don't help them. And with that being said, let me see if we can get past the toy once, and she can say a couple of words, and we'll see if we can get Evangelist Ty back before the end of tonight's show. So, Pastor Toy, are you available? If not, I'll just you know, go ahead and I'll still work and see if we can get Evangelist Ty back on. Let's see. Right now, it seems that with our, you know, with our board here, that we may have trouble getting him back. I'm going to make, you know, a final comment. Pretty much, I just wanted to let everyone know. Okay. Hang tight. We do have Evangelist Todd back. Evangelist Todd. Okay. Hang on.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise him.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We do have, or we did have Evangelist Ty back. We thank and praise God for each and every one of you for listening. We thank you for joining in with us this evening. What an awesome, awesome word. And we are trying to get the phone line situated.
Hello?
So, praise the Lord. Evangelist Ty is back in your hands.
Hallelujah. You know something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rebuke you, Lucifer. Hey, for real. Every time God trying to do something, you always try to step in and, man, he's an idiot, for real. That's how you got to face him. You know, when Lucifer do something like that, he's trying to stop from God, what God trying to get on there. God made us a bold people. God made us very, very, very powerful with his spirit that rides in us. And when Lucifer does something, you got to rebuke him. That's what God's trying to let you know. Too. He don't want you to know that, but God's going to let you know his word is that strong that Lucifer got to stop it from going forth. Don't give up. Keep fighting and keep pressing through. That's how God changes. That's how powerful his words is. That Lucifer don't want you to hear it. But you know what I mean? But God got the authority because here we are back. Aha, you lost, Lucifer. Now, like I'm saying, we're going to close this out right now. Jesus and I are going to leave you with a thought that we prayed that actually does something. And I can see now, thank you, Lord. We're going to go right back to 2 Chronicles, verse chapter 7, 14, 15. 2 Chronicles 7, 14, and 15, where the word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers made in this place. So since God's eyes and ears is open, Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty and blessed name of Jesus, and we only come in front of you in spirit and only in truth, Father God, to give you the glory, to give you the praise, to give you the honor, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your wonderful authority over Lucifer and everything he tries to do, Father God. I do pray now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you lead, that you go right out for us, your word go out for, Father God, and destroy. Destroy Lucifer in all four corners of the earth, Father God. Allow your words to resonate in your people, Father God, that they will rise up, as 2 Chronicles say, and call out to you, Father God, and come together, Father God, to defeat this enemy that we have, Father God, that always try to destruct your work, always try to come up against you, Father God. We rebuke Lucifer and his spirit only, and can live in Jesus Christ only over Lucifer. We give you the glory, the honor forever and forever in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, y'all be blessed. Amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.